Good morning, everybody. Let's see what I have today. What is this? What is it, Luna?
Stethoscope.
A stethoscope. And what might we do with a stethoscope? Yeah?
We could listen to people's hearts.
Listen to people's hearts. Let's see. Can you hear your heart? Is it in there? Boom, 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 boom. We'll see. Oh, you're alive. You're alive. That's good. So, oh, let's see if I'm alive. Oh. Oh no, there it is. Okay, good. So I have this stethoscope because this belongs to Daishu, and she uses it sometimes to pretend to be a doctor or to pretend to be a veterinarian. And I might use it to pretend to be a doctor. Boom, 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 boom. But let me ask you. Just because I have this stethoscope, does that make me an actual real medical doctor? No. So if somebody in this room raised up their hand and said, "Uh-oh, I'm having a heart attack," do you think I could help them like an actual real medical doctor could? No. What if I went into a hospital and I walked in and somebody said, "I need some brain surgery." Do you think I could help them successfully do a brain surgery like a real medical doctor? What do you think would happen?
You killed him.
I might kill them. It might end up very, very badly. Okay. So if somebody looked at me and they said, "Hey, are you a medical doctor?" And I said, "Absolutely, I am." What would I be doing? What's that called? If, yeah, uh-oh, what is that? If I said, "Yeah, for sure, I definitely am a medical doctor," what is that called? They would end up dead. What is that? A lie, a little lie, a big fat juicy lie. Is that a good choice or a bad choice? That is a really, really bad choice. Okay, so I'm sharing that story with you because I want to share with you another story about Jesus. When Jesus was asked a really, really specific direct question. So it's in the book of Mark, Old Testament, New Testament. Mark.
Yes.
New Testament. Okay, let's find it. So Matthew, it's the next one, right? Mark. Okay. It's in Mark chapter 14, right around verse 60. Okay. So this is what happened. Jesus was just about to be crucified. So he had been betrayed by Judas. For chapter 14, you can go to verse 60. He had been betrayed by Judas and he had been hauled off before the big council. And the council had a lot of chief priests, and then there was one big high priest. And they were very concerned because they had been hearing some things about Jesus. They were sort of questioning what he had been doing and what he had been teaching, and they had heard that he was claiming to be the Son of God. Now, what you need to know now is that it was a big, big, big deal to claim to be God or the Son of God or anything like that. And you would never, never, never just sort of say, "I'm the Son of God," just as a joke. Exactly. That would be a horrible plan. You would never say it as a joke, or you would never say it just to kind of be funny or just to make people laugh. To claim to be the Son of God was a big, big, big deal. And not only was it a big deal, it was a crime punishable by death. So you would, yeah, a big deal. You would never, never just jokingly say it. If you said it, you better mean it. So Jesus went before the council and they were asking him all these questions about what he'd been doing and what he'd been teaching. And he was kind of quiet. He was really calm. And I think it was maybe frustrating the chief priest. And finally, this is in verse 61, the high priest stood up and he looked at Jesus and he said, "I'm just going to ask you directly, are you the Christ, the Son of God?" And what do you think Jesus said? He said, "Yes, I am." And it got really quiet. And then the chief priest kind of threw up his hands, and the council decided they were going to crucify him. Now, let me ask you this. When Jesus said, "Yes, I am the Christ, I am the Son of God," why did he say that?
Because it was true.
Yeah, because it was true. And if he was not the Son of God, what would he be doing when he said, yes, I am the Son of God? What would he be doing? Do you know what he would be?
What?
That's a bit much. He would be telling a big, fat, ginormous lie. And would that have been a good choice or a bad choice? That would have been a very, very bad choice. Okay, so I want to share that story with you because of this. What you guys decide, all of you, you Luna and Eliana and Daishu, what you guys decide to do with Jesus, what you decide to believe about him, is the most important decision you will ever make in your whole entire life. It is more important than where you decide to go to college or what you decide you want to be when you grow up or whether you decide you want to get married or have kids or where you decide you want to live. And all of those things are really important decisions. But what you decide you are going to believe about Jesus and what you're going to do about him is the most important decision you will ever make. And it will affect all those other decisions. Now, there are some people who read the Bible and hear the stories of Jesus and they just slough him off and they say, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't even believe any of that. That's just not for me. I know. And there are some people who read the Bible and they hear the stories of Jesus and they say, yes, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. I want to follow Jesus and I want to listen to Jesus and I want to love him with my whole heart and I want to learn everything I could possibly learn about him. And then there's another group of people who kind of try to be in the middle. And they say, well, I've looked at all the evidence and I know Jesus was real. I believe that he existed, but I don't really think he was the Son of God. I think he was maybe just a good teacher. Maybe he was kind to people and he tried to help people, but I don't really think he was the Son of God. I think he was just a good person. But let me ask you this. Would a good person stand up in a very, very serious meeting with all those high priests, and when they looked at him and said, are you the Son of God? Would he tell a lie? No, absolutely not. But that's what he did. He got up and said, I am the Son of God. Why? Because it was a lie? No, because it was true. And so my point is, you don't really get to just say, well, Jesus was a good person, right? You have to make a real decision about whether you're going to believe in him, whether you're going to believe he is who he says he was, or whether you're just going to slough him off. That's not a good plan, right? And I think you guys maybe have already decided what you're going to do with Jesus, and that's a very, very good thing. But if you ever hear somebody say, well, I know Jesus was real, but he was probably just a good person, I want you to think, and I want you to remember that verse Mark where he himself said what? Yeah, that's exactly what he said. I want you to remember that and keep it in your brains and keep it in your hearts. You guys pray with me? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for your word and for all of these special stories that we have about you. Thank you for our ability to know that it's true and that it's real and to trust it in our brains and in our hearts. I thank you for these kids and for the way that they see the truth of your word. Help us to love you. Help us to remember that you are the Son of God and help us to follow you. Amen.